So my name is Melissa, born in New York City, and I am a housewife.
Oh, I love that. I think it's something that is not valued enough in our society. We have lost the beauty of the housewife and of being a mom and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's awesome that you do that. I think a lot of people have judgment whenever I hear that. I'm like, that is great that you have the opportunity and willingness to do it. So, anyway, thank you, Melissa, for being with me. I'm excited to talk to you. We've already had a couple conversations, and I just love talking to you for some reason. So, yeah, we'll get going into your story. But I want to start, like I always do, in the very beginning. And with you, I think there's an important thing when it comes to your parents. So, do you mind kind of telling me about the faith that was in your family when you were, very young? Essentially, talk about your parents, like what did they believe? Because that typically kind of bleeds through to the children at a very young age. So, how was the faith in your home growing up?
Thank you for asking that, Gabriel. Well, we believed in Jesus. I always knew Jesus is real, but I didn't have a relationship. I don't remember going to church continually or reading the Bible. I just knew of God. But I remember being very young and Mormons being in our lives for some time. I believe my sister was even baptized as a Mormon, but she also did a first communion as a Catholic. But there wasn't like consistency in there. We also went to Lutheran church for a time. And I was a little girl. I remember seeing like L. Ron Hubbard, a book next to my mother's nightstand. And I would ask her, what is it? She's like, oh, just a book, just a book. I guess I don't know if they were giving them out or what. But there was just, different, I guess, belief system of searching.
So the L. Ron Hubbard book, the Lutheran Church gave that to your mom?
I don't know how she got that book, but I just remember it wasn't until I was older that I was just putting things together and reflecting on things. I have no idea how she got it.
I hope that's not the Lutheran Church.
Yeah, I don't know how she got it. I think somebody, even in a family friend, invited her to the Lutheran church, and that's when we started going.
For those who don't know, L. Ron Hubbard is the founder of Scientology. So it's kind of an odd thing. So anyway, let's actually dive into this because they were, I guess, little nuggets of the occult in your childhood. So can you explain how, like, when you were first introduced, not necessarily to the practices, but into the things when you first started seeing it, like, how old were you and how did that go?
When I first started getting introduced to this, it started with just television. I remember going to my aunt's house and we would giggle about it. I didn't know who this man was, but that's the first memory I saw. This man dressed in these really vibrant looking robes, and he would have his hair and some makeup done, very, elaborate. And his name was Walter Mercado in Spanish. And he would give astrology readings. I didn't really understand what it was, but I know we would be like, shh, wait, listen. I didn't know what I was listening to until I got older. And that was my first memory. And second is on my own, starting to read magazines. And I would see in the back of magazines, I don't know if they still do this, but they would put astrology readings, and I had no idea what that was. But then your horoscope, excuse me. And that's when I started like kind of teaching myself, oh, it gives you an outline. Your birthday's from here to here. I guess that's what you are. And that's when it really started as the early memories. And also where I lived, there was a lot of botanicas. You would go in there to buy Jesus statues, statues of different types. But I remember particularly the one where I lived that they would also have readings in there.
Okay. So a lot of exposure, pretty young. When you're talking about being exposed to these things, I don't know if you said the age. If you did, I forget. I'm sorry. But how old were you?
I would say as early as maybe 8 years old.
Okay. And when you saw that, it seemed like you were interested. Was there a reason why that interested you?
I think it just grew from there. I started going to school and now meeting all different types of people, high school. And I met a friend, you know, she's talking about, you know, a curse that was put on her mother. And it started just opening an interest, right? And her mother passed away, unfortunately. And then she would tell me how she would go to a woman to put, you know, maybe curses on somebody else. And, you know, I didn't quite understand, but knowing enough, you know, just conversating and, you know, there was people in school, there was Satanists in school, just meeting different types of people. And that started building, just growing. You know, I went to a friend's house and there was a Ouija board. I put my hand on a Ouija board, even though my mother had spoken to us about it, never to touch a Ouija board, because a cousin had used a Ouija board and things started happening in his home, activities. And I'm still really young. So I knew better because my mother warned me, but I went ahead and put my hands on a Ouija board and we played with it for a little time. And then from there, it started. I was invited to go get a reading, my first reading. And I was about probably 13 years old by this time, 13, 14. And this gentleman read, from what I remember, there was probably more to it, but he read shells. He threw these shells, seashells, on a table and gave me a reading. I wanted to know, I liked two boys in school. And he said, if you go with this boy, your life will be, and then he gave me a reading. If you go with that one, it will be better. I said, I'm not going to go with this one. It's a mess. Let me go with the other boy that he told me about where things are going to be calmer. And it ended up a whirlwind. The boy that I chose that was supposed to be, you know, good for me ended up being someone who sold drugs. I saw marijuana for the first time in my life. Very troubled. And I grew up in a troubled home. It was good, it was good. And it, when it was not good, it wasn't. Because my father had addictions to alcohol, so there was violence in my home at times growing up. And I'm now with someone who is violent himself, you know, has been abandoned by his parents and sells drugs. So this just opened everything up.
Yeah, I'm sorry this happened to you. It was almost predictable that the worst one would be the one that was that was suggested. But you talked about playing with the Ouija board. Don't know if it had any effect, but I'm curious, when you were exposed to these things at a very young age, did you start having spiritual experiences? I mean, you could have had some before then too, but did you have any spiritual experiences as a child or as a teenager?
As a child, I did have spiritual experiences before even this Ouija board, because in my home, there was a lot of violence with my dad. If it was 8 o'clock at night and he wasn't home, I knew trouble was coming. And my dad would speak in just different voices and just be very aggressive. And, you know, I remember my sister wetting the bed until she was, I don't know, maybe 12. And she would see things in the room at nighttime. She always had a hard time sleeping. And our room was very small. It was a bedroom in New York, you know. It wasn't a home. It was an apartment building. And she would just wake me up to sleep with her. We shared a bedroom. Our beds were like side by side, but I would have to sleep in her twin bed with her so that she could get some sleep because she would see things at nighttime. I would see shadows in our apartment at times. So there was always something lingering that was not very pleasant. And when I did the Ouija board, I remember I asked a question and it spelled out a name, Captain something. I don't recall what the name was. And I got a little scared. I just took my hand off and I said, I don't want to play with this anymore. So it just like continued from there.
Was it a younger or older sister?
It's my older sister. She's 4 years older than me.
Okay. So she was also in, was she also involved with the Ouija board and the other things that you were watching on TV?
No, she was not. But actually, I didn't know her walk. Of course, I was 4 years younger, but she identifies till this day as a witch. And she also identified because in my family, the women in my family would get dreams before something was going to happen. And, you know, so she identified with the psychic medium, which, you know, should be called a witch since she was small because she wrote with her left hand and her teacher would call her witch. You know, she wasn't, she says she wasn't liked in the church. They made her do like extra year for, because she would talk back, you know, for her confirmation. And so she was having her own experiences. She would see things at nighttime. She would see what she thought was like a UFO in our window. She screamed. And I mean, we were young. I was maybe 7 at this point. And she's 4 years older than me. Just experienced violence when it was not a good day, you know. And my father came home drunk. So just a lot of stuff she was going through as well.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear that this was something that was in the family for a long time. This is not brand new with you. It was there with your siblings. It might've been there with your parents, grandparents. I don't know, especially in Latino culture. I know that it's a big emphasis in Santeria or other syncretic religions like that. I don't know if that was the case with you, with your grandparents. There seems to have been at least a little bit of that from what you're saying.
Well, I don't know my grandparents. I met one grandmother when I was about 14 in Puerto Rico, but I don't know much about any. They died young on my mother's side and my father's side. He had his mother, which he, at 12 years old, he didn't live with her anymore. So I don't know the history. I just know that my mother would, and my aunt, her sister, would have dreams. My own sister, too, before something was going to happen. Someone was going to die. They would just have dreams.
But they weren't doing that intentionally. They weren't trying to do that.
No, they were not trying to do that. It was just something that would happen.
Okay. And when it comes to the things that your sister would see, could you also see that? Or was she usually the only one that could see and hear these things happening in the apartment?
It was usually her that would see it. I wouldn't start seeing till a little bit, till I was a little bit older, I would say, in my teens. It was usually my sister.
Okay. And about your teenage years, is there any development when it comes to that? How were your teenage years?
Yes. Well, my teenage years were, I was by this point a little messed up, you know, in the head. I had a boyfriend who was violent and always threatening to kill me. And then, you know, when it was good at home, it was good. We had a loving family as much as we could. And then when it was bad, it was bad. So by this point, I think I was just filled with anger and yeah, just not in a good state of mind. But now I just started seeing more occult stuff, you know, getting involved searching, you know, looking at witch movies and starting to get into books that are a little bit darker and, you know, ghost hunting because we had these experiences. Even my sister got married and moved, and she would see shadows in her apartment. Things would break, you know, and I would have to sleep over in her apartment just so that she could get through the night. And, you know, then I got married, and I started seeing these shadows in the place that we lived in. And, you know, it's like a building of things.
Yeah. So from my understanding, this whole time you would have called yourself a Christian, from what I understand. When did you start to develop at least an interest in other religions?
I remember just getting books, receiving books for free about Islam in the street, Buddhism in the street. And I was searching, but